A warm hello to all of you, and those of you who are writing your names in the chat, hello, it's nice to see your names, and those of you who are not, warm hello, and it's so wonderful to have this time together. And I find that this meditation practice, mindfulness practice, a little bit of a miracle. Yeah, we're kind of a natural wonder in that in its essence, it's very simple. And in some ways, the simpler you can make it be, the more wondrous it becomes, the more amazing and, well, maybe sometimes seemingly miraculous it becomes. And this art of learning to be aware, but be aware in radical simplicity. In a sense, just be aware. And not to add anything to it. Not to build stories around it. Or not hijack your awareness with desires and aversions. And of course, we have stories and desires and aversions and stuff. But it isn't that we have to be free of those, but we include them in this radical simplicity of awareness. Rather, include them in the sense of knowing it, as opposed to having them somehow color, take over, influence how we're aware. So a radical simplicity. And some of you have been doing all these last 70 talks on mindfulness of breathing, and it was a lot of information, a lot of ideas, and now as we're coming to the end, you know, I want to evoke the idea that there is a path through all these steps, and the ideal path, I think, is not to make much effort to do so. But just to rely on the radical simplicity of awareness and then watch how these steps develop, watch how practice unfolds, but without any expectations or demands or efforts to make it so. And finally, this kind of a image that I've learned from Buddhist teachings that is very meaningful for me, for this simplicity, is the idea of taking a backward step, just stepping back and then watching and looking, stepping back. And how far do we have to step back in the mind so we can just observe, just be aware in the simplest possible way? And sometimes it's taking a step back and turning around 180 degrees and just looking at how we're aware and appreciating how simple it can be, just aware. In its essence, awareness is very simple. And as some of you have heard me do before, you know, if I give the instructions for you to stop being aware, for many people, when they hear that, it's like then they can't turn it off. You know, unless you distract yourself somehow. In fact, the instructions to stop being aware, for some people, heightens their awareness. It's kind of always there in some form, in the simplest possible form of it. Just here with this, maybe here with your breathing. So, entering into a meditation posture and maybe adjusting your posture some. Part of the adjustment is just a reminder that you'll be here now. Gently closing your eyes. And then to Take a few gentle, slow, long breaths, three quarters full. As a movement towards being here in this body, simplifying yourself from all the concerns of the day, yesterday, and your life, just simply here in this body. Breathing in and in a long, gentle exhale. Relaxing at the end of the exhale. So maybe you release more. Longer exhale. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And as you exhale, to move through the body from the top to the bottom, settling yourself and relaxing as you do. And the exhale, relaxing the muscles of the face, around the eyes and the forehead, the jaws, on the exhale, relaxing the shoulders, small adjustment in your hands where they are in position might free up the shoulders a little bit more. Softening the belly, releasing the belly, softening and releasing the legs, the holding in the thighs or the calves. Within the body, as part of the body, becoming aware of your breathing. Breathing in a simple, ordinary way, but perhaps on the exhale, for a few exhales, releasing, relaxing at the end of the exhale. So that it's a little bit longer. And so there's a little pause before you inhale. Very little pause. Just long enough so you feel the body's natural urge to breathe in. And allow for that urge to manifest as an in-breath. with the breathing, just the breathing, how simple can you be aware of it? Perhaps a simplicity that allows a fuller experience of breathing, to have space in awareness. It's not crowded out by other concerns and things. And then as we sit here today, no matter what is happening for you as you sit and meditate, maybe there can be a refuge for you in the simplicity of awareness, the simplicity of just being aware, just mindful, taking a backward step so you're less involved and entangled. The simple recognition, this is how it is. Okay. A simplicity of awareness where nothing is a problem. Just something to be aware of. whatever is happening to you, it's all right to limit yourself to simply knowing it, simply being aware, taking a backward step to not be involved with it. Just be aware. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, the simplicity of awareness can also teach us about the simplicity of love. And sometimes when we are alone, like in meditation, this kind of personal situation where we don't have to speak to someone or interact with someone, where it's a little bit safe, sometimes this is where we can discover the simplicity of love, the simplicity of kindness or goodwill, a caring quality of the heart, maybe an appreciative quality, way in which our heart just delights and appreciates and values someone, that doesn't require us to say anything or do anything. The person doesn't have to even know it. And so it can be we can be freer to love, freer from complications. And to discover the simplicity of love, can be a great lesson that supports us in how to care and love and have goodwill for people when we are together. And so as we sit and end this sitting, perhaps you can touch into the simplest form of goodwill and well-wishing or appreciation for of others. Maybe it's a wordless appreciation with just a warmth or a softness of the heart. Maybe it can feel quite lovely to allow for that softness, the warmth, the love, to be there without needing to do anything about it. It's just there, vibrating or glowing. And then as to whatever degree you can in fact feel some simplicity of care, love, see if these words I speak resonate with that place. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may that my love, my goodwill, my kindness, my care, wordlessly flow out for me, out into the world. And may whatever benefit that's come from this morning's meditation, this day's meditation, may it in fact be for the welfare and benefit of all beings everywhere.